This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Before we get to all the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the show, we got a two for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Oh, it is indeed. Be caller 9 right now to the contest line. 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you will score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 19th at Fenway Park. And caller 9 of the contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word. You'll get two tickets. Red Sox, Mets, May 19th, Fenway Park. Two for Tuesday. Two more chances to win on WEEI Afternoons.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the NBA playoffs. In addition to the Celtics-Knicks game, last night you had the Timberwolves over the Warriors, 117-110. So Minnesota now with a 3-1 series lead over the shorthanded Golden State Warriors. Tonight in the NBA, Jones, you have the other two series, Cavs Pacers, where Cleveland trying to stay alive here in game 5, and then Thunder Nuggets, the only series tied 2-2.
So who was telling us this? Was it Brian or Nick? I think it was Nick popped in and said the Nuggets have the same chance of winning the series against OKC at 2-2 that the Celtics have to rally back from down 3-1, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the Celtics have more of a chance than some are giving it credit
Thunder
for.
Thunder and Celtics were both such heavy favorites going in.
You think that's why?
Right? And that's part of it.
Just all the early money came in on OKC and the Celtics. Maybe. I mean, that makes sense. Do you think the Cavs series is done? Done tonight.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pacers finish that off. It's over.
Cleveland's home, right? They got their guys back. Now they didn't look great.
But is Mitchell playing? Do we know?
Oh, good question. No, I don't know if we know that.
I mean, if it's Garland and Mobley, I don't think they're going to win anything. I wouldn't rule out that Mitchell's playing. I don't know.
All right, Cavs are -7.5 on the money line.
I don't trust them.
Mitchell was seen on the court going through shootaround. That doesn't necessarily mean he's playing, but it doesn't mean he's not.
I'd say if he's at shootaround, he's probably playing. So, yeah, okay. I'll still take Indy.
All right, I'll take the Cavs. Last night in the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Capitals 5-2. Carolina is up 3-1. The Oilers shut out the Golden Knights. So Edmonton now up 3-1. Wiggy's Oilers.
I mean, I may have to start getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Celtics on the brink of a line. I may have to really start digging in. Get ready for a lot of Marchand talk.
Yeah. And then tonight, Jets and Stars. Dallas up 2-1.
Okay.
All right. I am known to do so. Why?
Grab bag.
Got it. We didn't talk about this because it was all Tatum and Celtics-centric today. The Red Sox played last night.
Oh, did they ever?
Yeah, they fell. They'd been hot. They'd won 4 out of 5. They've been playing pretty well. Rafael Devers, nobody hotter than Rafael Devers.
No.
AL Player of the Week.
He had a hit and 2 walks last night. I mean, he did his part.
Well, they lost 14-2.
Sox got rocked.
Yeah, part of that would be.
He did his part.
Tanner Houck got absolutely shelled. 2 1/3, allowed 11 earned runs.
Nice.
For the second time this season.
Not great.
Earlier in the year, also 2 1/3, 11 earned runs.
Yeah, so it's happened twice in MLB history, both times Houck.
Well, I was going to say, at the time when Houck did it the last time, we were saying arguably, because I think stats only went back so far, it was arguably the worst start in baseball history. Yeah. Or was it Red Sox history? I can't remember which. And now he's done it again. It was a 9-run third inning.
Oops, I did it again. Sorry, Tanner Houck.
Abreu didn't help him. I mean, Abreu had a brutal play to lead to a Little League home run for Riley Green in that game last night. But
he has an ERA over 8.
Cora and Houck, after the game, were both talking like he might go work on things in like the minor leagues. Like he may need some time away with how brutal he's been.
I expected a a little bit come back to the norm, I guess.
Yeah, not this.
Not this. I mean, this is insane. I thought he'd be like a major league star. He was an all-star last year.
I expected an ERA in the fours. Something like that. Like,
like a Giolito.
Low to mid-fours. I expected something like that. I did not. What is he at now?
8.04.
No, that I didn't expect.
So he has started 9 games this year.
Yeah.
He's 0-3, but what do you think the team's record is?
Oh, 2-7.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Nice. Oh, how about that?
Good guess, yeah.
I thought for a minute I was questioning my own math. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
2-7 into that one.
Yeah, yeah. 2-7. That adds up to 12 games. No, yeah, 2-7.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not great.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get away? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag.
Always.
Mm. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Sox play the Tigers again tonight. Brian Baio on the mound. Brian Baio's been good since he's been up. He's 2-0 with a 2.01 ERA. Once again, a 6:40 first pitch from Comerica Park. So 5:40 with the pregame. It is Fleming and Merloni.
Tigers, good ball club, as you found out last night. I think they'll keep it closer than last night, personally.
You think so?
I don't know that I'm fully ready to wager on it, but I think they will, yeah. Right.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Good news for Team USA Baseball, as in the 2026 World Baseball Classic, Paul Skeens will be on Team USA.
Part of the squad.
Skeens.
All right, nice.
Skeens is in. Livy Don probably not far behind.
Well, I was going to say, it's a tag team there. Yeah.
What?
A duo.
Oh, okay.
Is what I meant to say, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Nice.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do, 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
American Gladiators is getting a revival.
Nice.
Your guy.
I've been
could
waiting.
Could be back.
Yeah. You think Nitro?
Nitro. We looked it up, right? He's alive and well.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know how well he is, but he's alive. Yeah, he's with us.
He could bring him in.
He could.
You think he'd be good on the joust still?
I don't know.
Or the rock climbing thing?
I was saying, they should bring back like a Golden Gladiators. They should bring back all the gladiators from 20, 30 years ago.
If you could compete in any gladiator event, which one would it be and why?
Oh, not the joust.
Joust, I would probably
I want the one where you kind of like duck and hide for when they're shooting the tennis balls at you or whatever.
Assault.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you get
assault
to shoot the little like shoot rockets there.
Yeah, but they're shooting at you.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then you're moving. They're not moving. They're just up there.
I was going to hunker down and play dead while they shoot at me.
You like shot like a gun, then like the last one, you just like throw a ball or something. You're like,
the last ball was like a handful of tennis balls.
Yeah, you're like, take it! Take this! Was it the Eliminator? Was that the final thing?
Oh, yeah, the Eliminator.
Yeah, there were some big hits there.
I wouldn't want that. Well, you run, yeah, because if you play your cards wrong, you're running through the door, and next thing you know, you got nitro wave.
I wouldn't get past the hand bike.
Oh, hand bike, tough.
Oh, hand bike, real tough.
What about the
little
hamster balls?
How far are you going to go on that thing?
Yeah, that's a little hamster ball would be fun.
That one might be all right.
I think you'd be safe anyway.
Yeah, you're safe.
A blast of smoke at you once you landed in the pod.
Yep.
Good point. Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
Good point.
That's a good point.
What was what? The challenge stole one of those. The one where you'd like dunk the basketball? That was from American Gladiators, wasn't it?
Oh, I think that was.
Yeah,
I
think challenge stole that one.
It was an homage.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, there was like five barrels and you had to put the
balls
in.
Oh, Terry Tate off his linebacker. Yeah.
I loved Human Cannonball. That was reckless.
Which
one
was that?
A rope. That was you on one pedestal with a rope, Gladiator across the way on another pedestal holding just like a tackle pad.
And
you would literally just swing into him.
Trying to knock him over, right?
Yeah,
trying to knock him down.
I don't like my chances in that one,
no,
but okay.
It wasn't great.
All right, so they're new Gladiators?
Yeah, new Gladiators, and The Miz is going to be the host.
Oh, heck yeah.
Miz is great.
Nice.
Miz is going to be actually.
You should be a Gladiator.
I'm looking for, he probably could be a Gladiator, but he's a movie star now, and he's still a wrestler.
Yeah. He's the most successful member of the challenge.
Sorry, Bill.
No,
sorry,
that's true.
No, that's all right.
The what?
Most I just said he was the most successful member of the challenge.
Yeah, probably
the history
probably
of
so.
The challenge.
What about, yes, I would agree. Theo Vaughn.
Oh, very successful.
Pretty successful.
Jamie? How many WWE championships does Theo Vaughn have?
I don't think any.
How many main events WrestleMania?
He's got a very popular podcast.
Yeah, she's in a lot of movies. Good.
Who I think you're sleeping on Jamie. I think you're sleeping on Jamie Chung.
There was a dude that starred in the show Grimm. Was it David something?
Doesn't one of the guys work in Trump's
so
cabinet?
Successful.
Sean Duffy.
Thank you.
Sean Duffy is like the director of transportation.
And he was a real world guy. I don't know if he was in any of the challenges.
He was. He won Battle of the Sexes.
Honestly, challenge. Kind of going places if you're on the challenge.
Challenge great. Yeah. CT, just legend on his,
yeah,
on
bananas.
His own. Bananas. Bananas. Although, did you see that?
Trolling radio host.
He was with Elway.
Oh, yeah, that guy that was trolling me. This was a bizarre twist.
Bananas was with Elway, yeah.
That horrible story with John Elway and his agent. Like, the third guy that was with him on the golf cart was Johnny Bananas.
Not great.
I was like, what is going on there? But, anyway.
Just call my name and I'll.
Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Oh, yeah.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
Is this true? This top text? Most of the original Gladiators are all dead because of steroids?
I certainly don't rule that out. I was reacting to Nitro is back, baby.
Wait, they were on steroids?
That's from Chuck.
No. I don't think so.
Quick show summary for new listeners. Jones loves Gladiators. Keith loves dongs. That's home runs.
Yeah, Long Johnsons.
Yeah,
I get it.
Big flies, taters. Somebody also said they'd like to rip up the aggro crag.
Oh, boy.
Which, different show, but same idea. Yeah.
Do you have it?
All right, top NBA performers from last night. Mikal Bridges, 23-7. Julius Randle, 31-5-3.
He's been hot.
Anthony Edwards, 34-5.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum, bittersweet, 42-8-4. And Jalen Brunson, 39-5-12.
I think that's the right option. 18 in the third. Showed up on his team. I think it's Jalen Brunson.
You know, it's also wild. We're a ways away from getting there, but they both won last night. We could get Julius Randle, Karl-Anthony Towns in the NBA Finals against each other against their former team.
And again, I think we had similar analysis when that trade went down. More
terrible
like,
trade for both.
Yeah, we didn't like it for either team. And they might be in the NBA Finals squaring off with one
another.
Very
strange.
Great analysis.
Very strange.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we're going with a Detroit Tiger today as the Red Sox are once again in the city of Detroit. This gentleman, in addition to the Tigers, played for the Angels, Marlins, Mets, Snakes, Devil Rays.
Oh.
One-time All-Star.
What position?
Second base.
Oh, I was going to say Eckstein.
One-time Silver Slugger.
Oh.
It was in the same year where he hit 27 bombs and drove in 100.
Oh. Placido Polanco.
Well, I was just going to guess him, but there's no way he had 100. Was it Polanco?
It was not Polanco. Okay. Polanco had a good, couple of really good years, though.
Jonathan Scope.
Whoa!
Nope.
Wow, they've got some good guesses.
Yeah, those are good guesses.
Second baseman,
those
Detroit Tiger.
Baseman,
give me an error.
So his career, that was his career year, 271 average, 27 bombs, 100 RBI. The only year he got close to 100 RBI.
No. Johnny Peralta? No.
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 He
shortstop.
Cup of coffee in 1992.
Oh,
retired after the 2008 season. His all-star year was right smack in the middle, 1998, with the Detroit Tigers. He was the best second baseman, apparently, in the American League that year. He is a one-time member of the 2020 club,
oh, nice.
Although he was not a big steals guy, but one year he had 28 swipes.
Brandon Inge.
No, I do love Inge.
I do love Inge.
I love Inge.
I didn't know they could get Inge.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a Gladiators documentary on Netflix, somebody said.
Oh, let's check
have you
that
watched
out.
That, Bill?
Yeah.
Gladiators documentary?
I haven't watched it yet.
I bet that's good.
Nitro wasn't the second baseman.
I've been watching, speaking of steroids, I've been watching The Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
This season, not bad.
Yeah, I'm checking my phone. Nothing from Arcand.
Wait, let me see. No, did anybody
not,
get it?
Not Jose Iglesias. That's wrong.
It's not that last name that somebody wrote in. Oh, no. Somebody on the on Twitch does have it, and text line
not,
does not.
Not Alan Trammell.
No, not Alan Trammell.
Not Travis Fryman.
Not Travis Fryman.
Who has it in the text line?
Fire Curtis.
Quick rundown. Classic.
Oh.
The guy's name is Fire Curtis.
Damian Easley?
He got it.
Wow. I forgot he played for the Tigers. I think of him as an angel. I forgot he played for the Tigers.
Yeah, he did. He had an all-star year with the Tigers.
Huh.
Yeah, really good.
Damian Easley, good call.
Yeah.
Twitch chat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's definitely not what Hill Notes guy is writing. It's not that.
Yeah, I watched the superstar Billy Graham Dark Side of the Ring. Wild.
Okay.
And really, everybody.
I'm going to watch Gladiators first, if I'm being honest. Right? Say it again.
Hogan stole his gimmick from that guy, right?
100%. Absolutely stole it from him. And most of the guys that do stuff, like, anybody who, like, poses in the ring basically stole it from superstar Billy Graham. A forgotten legend, Jones.
First one to do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's right. There you go. There's your random baseball player.
Carlos Guillen, good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Not right, but good guess.
No, I think he played more short. But
Tony Phillips.
Tony Phillips.
Nice player.
Yeah.
A lot more swipes, I think.
Not Brandon Phillips.
No, not to be confused with Brandon Phillips. Oh, there you go. Random
His wife's a wrestler.
Baseball. Yeah?
Yeah, Jade Cargill.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about full circle. So that's the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. Here on Jones and Keith, we'll check in with WEEI Afternoon to see what they have coming up. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we'll give you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
That sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, reacting to the Tatum injury and the Celtics loss, let's slap together a little bit of a collar medley.
Ooh. So with all this talk about blowing up the team and all the uncertainty with the Celtics' future, I got to wondering, what do you guys think a trade package would have to look like to get the number one pick from Dallas? Now, I know it's pretty unlikely, maybe even more unlikely than the Mavs getting the pick, but do you think it'd be Brown and picks or a package of multiple starters? Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Holy mackerel.
First call.
Hey, guys. I'm a Philly fan, so you guys can dislike me. I understand that. All are welcome, Dan. All are welcome. Okay, so I'm going to open up by giving you some material to use in the future.
Okay.
In the immortal words.
Wait. Let me just hang on. Let me get a pen. Hang on.
Jones is going to write this down.
No. You can just hear this.
Okay.
All right.
The immortal words
Christian
of who?
Christian Fourier. He used to be on WEEI.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Heard of him. Yep.
played for the New York Rangers. Now,
Dan, you're losing.
Team is Dunsky.
The team is Dunsky.
Great.
That's it.
Hey guys, great show so far. Super depressing, but great.
I'm going to give you the logic why Jaylen Brown being moved makes the most sense. It's not that Dallas, that delusion needs to end. It's when you get to San Antonio and back. Because Tatum's out next year, moving Brown would bring you assets and allows you to reset your cap. You get rid of Porzingis and Holiday too. Jaylen Brown, all he's going to do next year is be a 5-seed to a play-in game. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah, not the strongest day, I would say, on the horn.
Look, people are shaken up.
Yeah, frazzled.
I think they're.
How do you
frazzled.
React to it? How do you get Cooper flagged?
But would I be okay? Be in the 5 seed next year? Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, they probably would be.
And then Tatum the next year, and then you're ready to.
You're right back at it.
But the callers were skipping it. The callers were skipping ahead.
We're trying to
keep both feet on the ground here. It's time for the crossover, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Monday through Wednesday, you can visit the Nines for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart? Celtics done?
No. I don't think they're totally done.
Oh,
I think as a card-carrying member of the Jaylen Brown fan club,
oh, yeah,
I can't say they're done.
Yeah, you're kind of backed into a corner. Yeah,
I don't really think it's on him, and we'll get into this quite a bit in the next 4 hours on WEEI Afternoons, but everybody else has to step their ass up. They have been playing terrible basketball most of this series. I don't know if they were going to win or lose last night, because if you remove that turnover slash injury to Tatum, if it's 7 goes down to 4 or even 5, you might have a shot to win that game if Tatum's still there, but obviously the injury happens. My boy JB, I will say, probably should not put Vaseline on his fingers pregame anymore,
because
that's
him
play out well. Uh-huh. I also think he's hurt. Just gonna let that.
He's
stand.
Hurt.
Yeah, he's flat out hurt. He's got no elevation.
We've actually gotten calls. Did you call earlier? We've gotten calls and texts.
That was
about
Kelly.
That, actually, yeah, it was
when
Kelly.
I was in line at McDonald's. I heard Kelly. And
they have a new McFlurry? Somebody told me that there's one with it's cake batter or something, which sounds amazing.
Hell yeah!
I was replacing the lunch that I got the text from my wife halfway here. Hey, your lunch is sitting on the table. Did you know that? Yeah. I felt like saying, you think I knew that? You think I intended to? But I didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to leave it there.
Thanks. Yeah. Just replied thanks. So awesome. I had to stop. But yeah,
really,
so we'll be talking.
I'll circle back.
I had a filet of fish and a Big Mac. It was yummy.
Nice. A little surf and turf.
Yeah, a little surf and turf combo.
Sick brag, bro.
Nice.
It was yummy.
Call that the heart.
It was tremendous. nice. But yes, obviously reacting to this game, big picture, little picture. Yes, they can win. I think they're probably going to win Wednesday.
Yeah, we're kind of, I don't like this. We all think they're winning.
Yeah.
They're going to win.
Doing a live
show
down at Scores. Get your ass down there and be excited.
Yeah.
They're going to win.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
JB and company going to roll, baby.
They're going to win game 5. The series, let's see. But I do rule out the title. I don't rule it out
because I don't know what's going on in all the other series. And I can tell you this. You think I'm insufferable now as the president of the JB fan club?
Oh, yeah. Well,
if Jason Tatum goes down
and
they somehow win the title with JB as their best player,
yeah, look out.
Y'all getting double barrels nonstop. I'm giving you the big old C.
What if... There it is.
It's a hand gesture that
the
kids are giving out these days.
The over-under is always 2 minutes when you come in here.
That's when it goes off the rails?
Yep, I think so.
Kind of like Doris Burke did last night?
Well, just passing
it. Did you hear that?
Wait, well, I'm not sure.
No, I saw people tweeting about...
Tune in and you might hear it on WEEI Afternoons. Stiz may have something worked up.
No, I turned the volume. I could only take so much. Honestly, I could only take so much Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
Yes, we would
is
like
a tough
to keep
listen.
Working. Richard Jefferson is the...
He is a tough listen.
Real tough listen.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not my favorite. So maybe, I guess I missed this. I'll have to keep it locked in. WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And it's 2 for Tuesday. More opportunities to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets. Stay tuned for it here on WEEI. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Would you rather Wednesday? And that could be a somber.
Oh, it could be sad pure hoops.
Pure hoops with Terp. That's tomorrow at high noon. Stay tuned for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.